Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, what's up, you sexy V? You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. Before y'all ask, this is the weather. I feel perfectly okay, but this weather sucks. I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Miss V? How cold is it there?
Actually, it was pretty warm today. It was like 41 degrees. So,
okay.
But we're supposed to get like 3 inches of snow tomorrow or sometime tonight. We're under a winter weather advisory right now.
Oh, okay.
So,
I think we hit around 68 to 72 today, but we are dropping tonight and in the morning to 30s. For highs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be about a 40-degree weather change.
What the hell y'all going to do with that type of weather change?
Oh, just turn up the heat. That's about it. But most of the precip is going to hold back, so we're not going to get a lot of ice or snow, so that's a good thing.
Well, for everybody who's listening, the teaser was, I put that teaser out there because I really want you guys to chime in on this conversation. You can call 646-716-8041, press 1 to talk, or join us in the chat room. This is going to be a quick hour, but we got a whole lot to talk about in this 1 hour, and I hope you guys are ready because this is something that I think that we should have a discussion about. And the discussion is about people asking questions about your sex life in different situations. Should people ask, and if they ask, should they expect the answer? And the reason why I'm asking this is because this week I was in a situation where I was asked about my sex life, and, you know, the person said, you know, you don't have to answer, but if you don't, then there's going to be consequences. And I was like, oh, well, I'll go on and answer. Well, in the midst of me answering, the motherfucker didn't want to hear it. So my question to you is, how do you feel about people asking about your sex life, and what would you tell them? Because I'm going to tell you what I told them about my sex life, and I want to hear what you would tell people about your sex life. Greg, what do you think about people asking fucking questions about your sex life? And you know the situation I'm talking about. We're not going into detail about that situation.
Oh, yeah. Now, in certain, you know, situations, if I'm asked at work, I'm not going to be saying too much because it's improper. Now, you catch me outside of work, then, okay, guess what? Well, no, and you asked, I'm going to let you know full on my sex life. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I mean, if sugar was involved, I'll let you know.
And I was in the situation I was in, an individual asked me about my sex life and asked me for some details. If you want details about my sex life, don't sit there in the middle of the shit and say you don't want to hear about it. Once you ask, you're going to get it. And I was asked about how a certain incident affected my sex life in a negative way. And I replied to the individual. We'll call him, what's the guy's name from Walking Dead that we were talking about? Walter.
Oh,
what's
Walter
his name?
White?
Walter White.
Is it
okay.
Walter White?
Walter White Yes, Walter White asked me a question this week. And the reason why I'm saying Walter White, because this individual looks just like fucking Walter White. I kid you not, you can pull up a picture of him, and this is what I replied to Walter White. Walter White asked me how this situation negatively affected my fucking sex life. I replied to Walter that I was no longer to use my swing. Well, anybody who knows what Walter White looks like, does he look like a motherfucker that knows what the fuck a swing is? He's a fucking heroin addict or whatever addict he is, right? Or meth teacher, whatever the fuck he is. He damn sure don't look. He damn sure don't look like he knows a goddamn thing about a sex swing. So I proceed to say, yo, I couldn't use my swing no more. And you know, well, how else? I said, well, you know, because the comment that was made was that the men do all the work. I was like, damn, apparently they don't know my man. They don't know us. You know, because I didn't say it that way, but I'm thinking shit. I ride my man, and that's how my man gets off. You know, so I proceeded to describe that I ride my man, and I give my man oral. And anybody who knows about a woman who gives oral, the best way for a man to receive oral sex is if a woman is on her knees. Or she's squatting in front of him. Anybody who thinks that a man laying on his back getting oral is good, I'm sorry. I disagree. I need a man to tell me if I'm wrong, but it just doesn't seem that the pleasure is there versus a man standing up and a woman being down in front of him. Or a man that's giving oral to a man. Either way. But I, you know, and I have realized that if I want to keep my man happy, then I need to be on my knees giving him oral, and that should affect certain things when you can't do it. So my whole thing is that when Walter White, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Walter White, if you didn't want a motherfucking answer to the question, you shouldn't have fucking asked it. You should have just wanted to understand what the fuck I was saying. But since I know your bitch ass is listening to my goddamn show and you want to know what sex was about, this is what we talk about. And you just happen to be the motherfucking topic this week. So I hope you enjoy this shit, because, for one, I want to let you know that not only will you get details about my sex life, you will probably see my pussy out on the motherfucking internet prior to everything to happen, because that's what I do. I sell sex toys, and then part of me selling sex toys is that motherfuckers like to see my pussy. That's what sells the toys. People ain't buying toys because they want to just fucking buy them. They're buying them because they got a fucking sexy-ass bitch selling them to them. That's how you sell them. So I'm sorry, despite what you may think, having a fucking website does not mean toys are fucking sold. You have to find a way to sell it. That's why Nina Hartley sells so many fucking toys for Adam and Eve. Everybody knows how fucking Nina Hartley is. Oh, I'm sorry if you don't know. Look her up. She's a fucking famous porn star. Very beautiful. She's in her 50s. And she actually gives lessons on how to give oral sex. Yes, to men and women. I'm taking lessons from her. But, you know, don't ask questions. And for all you motherfuckers who think that this shit is okay, and parents, I'm saying this because this is not just for Walter White, who is listening to my fucking show. Yes, Walter, I hope you record this and download it, because, yes, that's your new name, Walter White. And I want you to understand that I named you Walter White because you look just like Walter White. And I just feel that some things that if you don't want the fucking answer, you don't fucking ask the goddamn question. If you think I was going to avoid the fucking answer, you could go listen to many a motherfucking my shows, and I've talked about how certain things have impacted my sex life. I like to motherfucking ride my man. That's something I haven't been able to do. Fucking riding my, using my goddamn swing? Yeah. I'm sorry. It's part of my fucking sex life. I'm sorry. I don't nail my motherfucking back. That's what I don't do. Motherfuckers ask me a goddamn question about my sex life. Expect a motherfucking answer that you probably don't want. I'm just being plain and simple about that shit. And if you don't like the motherfucking answer, don't fucking ask the question. Greg, what you think?
No, that's very true. If you don't want to, you know, if you're going to ask that question about my sex life, trust me, I'm not scared to share it and put it out there. I mean, I have to be diplomatic about it with work, but get me outside.
I think Walter White called in and hung up. I do. I think Walter White called in and hung up. The chat room is open. They didn't try
it. Oh,
yet.
Yeah, it's... No, it's, you know, if you're going to ask me about my sex life, I'm going to tell you about it. You know, how kinky, how freaky, what toys do I use? I mean, the toy that I like to use, I got from Miss V. And yes, I paid for it. And it's a nice toy for men, for pleasuring women and men at the same time.
You know, it's amazing how people don't understand that we talk about sex on this show. You know, normally we talk about other shit, but yeah, we talk about sex. And anybody who does not remember, prior to, what is it? It's only been shortly that we changed the name of the show from It's All About Sex to Real Talk. And one of the reasons why we changed the name of the show is because we just talk about so much other shit, and we haven't had anyone from the adult industry on in a while. I felt that it was better for us to switch over to Real Talk, but this is Real Talk. Real Talk this week is about sex because, you know, we do talk about sex, and I do talk about promoting the business, and I do talk about, you know, going to the website, which for those of y'all who don't know, it's thetoylady.com, thetoylady.com. You know, we talked about when I started promoting, was it CBD? Am I pronouncing that right, Greg? CBD products?
Yes.
You know,
CBD.
So when CBD products were made available, they went on the website. They're a featured product now, I believe. I would have to go back and reiterate because I don't check the website on a daily basis. But rest assured, websites don't make money just because they sit there. We have to talk about them on forums like this. And when I put out tweets and when I'm driving around in my motherfucking car with my big-ass magnets on them that makes me money, you know, that's what advertising is about. It doesn't guarantee that you're going to make money, but it guarantees that your name is out there. That's what business is called, and you don't always make a profit. I'm sorry, I know people have been in business. Oh, wow. Don't we have a fucking commander-in-chief that files bankruptcy like every 4 or 5 years or takes a loss, if I'm not mistaken? So what's the difference? If you talk to people in New York, they talk about how horrible of a businessman he is. Didn't his college close?
Oh, yeah.
His casino in Las Vegas is no longer in his name, and the one in
Atlantic City
is closed.
I think all of them have all shut down. Yeah, I mean, a casino is not a good way to make money, period.
But again, if I'm the only fucking person who can go 10 years in business and not make money and be questioned about it, I guess you need to be checking a whole lot of motherfuckers because there's a lot of businesses that take losses for 10, 15, 20, and 30 years. Number 45 was one of those people. Just saying. I just don't happen to be a millionaire. I'm just keeping it real. I'm not a millionaire. But my business has taken a loss. And I just happen to sell fucking sex toys. But my pussy helps sell the sex. Anyone who knows, I won't even put pictures out there any longer because of the amount of fucking weight that I've gained in the past, was it 3-4 years? I don't do pictures in my corset. You know, because for one, I can't fit the bitch. Two, I haven't been able to go to the fucking gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but having sex helps me lose weight. Do you know how many calories you burn having sex? Do you know what it's like to not be able to fuck? Now, if I say I don't want to fuck, that's one thing. But if I can't fuck because it hurts to fuck, bitch, what the fuck you think it's doing? Yeah, you done impacted my motherfucking money.
Yep. And I agree with that. You know, when I had a accident, and this was, 10 plus years ago. Actually, it was in 05. So, yeah, 14 years ago. Trust me, it affected my sex life like you wouldn't believe. for 3 months and then for another 3 months. Because it, yeah, I was limited on what I could do with the brace I was wearing. So, yeah.
I just want motherfuckers to know that, you know, anytime you think something don't affect something, you need to be that individual. And when you drill in a motherfucker, I'm not the one to drill if y'all want the fucking answers. My life is still in topsy-turvy. It's getting ready fucking snow here. I have no goddamn voice, and I'm in pain. So guess what I get to take after this fucking show? Fucking muscle relaxers and painkillers.
Yep.
You know, so for Walter White, Purple Pill, hey, how you doing, Purple Pill? Purple Pill, I don't know who Purple Pill is, but Purple Pill is listening. You know, feel free to chime in. You can type any message and I'll see it. You know, so Purple Pill is in our chat room. Feel free to join the conversation.
Cool.
I will respond. You know, I'll respond verbally to anything you type. So don't be ashamed. We don't bite, at least we haven't been biting lately. That doesn't mean we won't now. But welcome to the show. Join the conversation. Purple Pill, how do you feel about people asking about your sex life? Okay.
Yeah, I would
Purple
like
Pill
hear
just
from
said,
other people.
Purple Pill just said, thank you for calling me a goddess. I hope that you're calling me a goddess. You know, if you are calling me a goddess, thank you for the compliment. your name is Goddess? Ankai Goddess? Okay. They said LOL, so maybe I'm messing up. I apologize if I'm messing up. No disrespect, okay? So chime in. Let us know what you're thinking. You know, we're going to go back talking about my pussy and Greg's dick. You know, Greg, when was the last time I asked you about your sex life? And got some information that they didn't want.
Oh, yeah. It's actually been, wow. I'd say at least a year.
Purple Pill says, sex is not where the real magic is made. Okay, well, let us know. We want to know where the real magic is made, Purple Pill. We're all for that.
Oh, hell yes. I'd like to know now.
I want to know
curious.
Now. Okay, I understand about
in
intimacy.
My...
You're right. Magic is made in intimacy.
Yes.
I do agree with that, but the question was actually asked about my sex life, and it wasn't about intimacy. It wasn't about being romantic. It was how a certain situation, sex does equal fucking, and I love fucking, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess,
I mean,
you know, the individual who asked
intimacy,
me the question.
Yeah, I mean, hey, intimacy is sex. Intimacy is private between two people.
But if
someone asks someone about that, how are you going to respond to that? Certain people are going to say, that's none of your business. Other are a little bit more brash, like I think Miss V and me, to where we're not, you know, embarrassed by our sexuality, to where I'm going to tell you how it is. I don't care. I enjoy it.
Purple Bull came up and said, sex equals fucking. Any dog and cat can fuck, but how many of them can be intimate? And Purple Bull says, sex is not intimacy. I do disagree with that because I think that, you know, it depends on what you define as intimacy, because there are some people who do equate having sex as intimacy. They feel if they're not having sex, they're not intimate. You know?
Correct.
Intimacy is various levels. There are different levels of intimacy. Some intimacy could just be holding hands. Others could be that person who holds you when you're crying. And I'm sorry, but when I'm up on that fucking swing, not only are we having sex, but that's a form of intimacy because we have pleasure in that, and that's how we show our affection. I know that that's something that is intimate between us. You know, that's not on film. This is not something that we're filming for the whole world to see. That is our form of intimacy.
Yes. Yes, for you, that is your intimacy for you and your partner. I mean, plain and simple. Same with me. When, you know, me and my partner have sex, you know, it is not, you know, ram, bam, thank you, ma'am. Okay, leave, go, bye. Here's, you know,
okay,
a little bit, you know. No, it is a shared feeling between the two of us that is special.
Purple Pill came back and said, intimate equal into my act. And then said, what is my act? You know, so that's a good question because I don't know what my act is.
My act?
Okay, that's a different language for me, so I'm not understanding even what was just written. So I need translation. This looks like this might be in French or possibly Russian.
Ooh.
And told me, and I was told to go look it up. Told me to go study first.
You might have to have a translation. You should have, you know, maybe a button underneath that wording, but I could be
wrong. And then I feel like I was just insulted because the person saying, not surprising, you know, first of all, this is about sex. We talk about sex. And, you know, we value everyone's opinion, and we don't take one opinion and devalue it over anyone else's. You know, and we definitely don't come on here to disrespect anyone. That's not the point of this show.
No.
You know, we're not here to, as they say, insult anyone's intelligence or tell someone to go look something up or anything because everybody has different education levels, and I'm not going to have a debate with a PhD in psychology over something political.
Well,
or
yeah,
I'm not going to have a debate with a art major over something political because everybody's knowledge base is different. Okay, Purple Pill apparently didn't like my answer, so they left the conversation. And I'm okay with that, you know, but we're not here. That's not what we do on this show. We don't go and try to belittle people.
No.
We were talking
about
sex, and I'm going to go back talking about sex. And I will look up what you said because I know I'm sure you're still listening even though you left the conversation. But I just want you to understand we don't, you know, we were talking about people asking questions that they didn't want the answers to. And when you take stuff to a different level, yes, we'll go there with you. But what we're not going to do is have someone try to, as they say, insult us. I have a bachelor's in public law and government. So believe me, I know when someone's trying to insult me. Guess what? I don't take offense to it because I insult people when I start talking political to them, especially when they have no clue what I'm talking about. But the whole thing, I also know when I'm trying to do it, and I make it a point to let that person know I'm insulting their intelligence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think many a times people have heard me say, oh, yeah, I'm ready to insult this person's intelligence when I say stuff. But we were talking about sex. And it's okay to say that sex is not fucking, it's not intimate. That's your opinion. Because intimacy is on different levels, and since, you know, Purple Pill brought up intimacy, and I have no problem with that being brought up, but it's a matter of understanding that when you bring up something and ask a question or you make a statement, what you feel does not mean it's necessarily true. Everyone has a different opinion on what intimacy is. There are some people who never, ever have sex, who have never had sex. Look at virgins. Virgins still are intimate with other people. But guess what?
Yes.
We're not talking about virgins. We're talking about sex. I can tell you that I can have sex and be very intimate. You know, there's fucking and there's making love. And as, you know, humans, guess what? And we can speak, we do make love. And I will tell you that dogs do get intimate because if you ever see a male and a female dog who have been together for a long amount of time, guess what? Ain't nobody going to sit there and separate them. I had a male and a female dog, and I could tell you that, and they were Bushrod and Thomasine. That were actually their real names. And Bushrod would not let nobody near Thomasine.
Mm-hmm.
Were they intimate on way different levels? You know, yes, they fucked. Yes, they got stuck together. Yes, she had puppies.
Yep.
But he was the father to those puppies. Just because a bitch goes in heat doesn't mean, you know, if a bitch goes in heat and she lets anybody fuck her, then that's a bitch in heat. That's what bitches in heat do. But guess what?
Yeah,
I'm not going to insult a bitch in heat because her owner, if she wanted her to be a certain way, that's why you'll have, well, horses, that's why you have studs in the horse community. And if you look at, you know, when you're saying, go look something up and try to, you know, be a certain way, guess what? Go watch National Geographic. They talk about the different species of animals. There are some animals that mate for life.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean they're not intimate?
Correct.
You know, so let's keep it real, people. We're not going to sit here and insult people or try to, you know, start talking about different things that you think that we don't understand because we could go there with you. But
mm-hmm.
again,
well,
Walter
funny.
White, so we could get back to you. That might have been Walter White who chimed in.
It might have been the purple pill, you know, talking about the
might
purple
have been.
Pill. You know, I am 51, and I have not had
welcome
the need
to the
use any, you know, medication like Viagra to say, hey, get hard. Yeah, I don't have that problem. So, I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm sure if you get some good head.
Yeah. And same thing. I've had that in bed, and it's like, yeah, okay, it's all right. I've had it in the car, in the truck, in the back of a big truck when I drove over the road. And it's like, yeah, okay, not bad, not bad. But, yeah, standing up, there's just that next level that makes it that much better.
First of all,
you know,
it tastes a good. I have learned my skills over the years have improved with my oral sex. They over the past couple of years, they've kind of tapered off because I haven't been doing it as much. But I realized where, now I know where the movie Deep Throat really came from. And no, I've never watched it, but I can tell you, I understand it more because the more I do it, the more I realize how to breathe and to take the penis to the back of my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, if I'm swallowing my man, baby, that's called intimacy because I ain't swallowing any old damn cum. I'm just keeping it real. I got to love you to swallow. I got to love you to let you come in my mouth. And I do consider that intimacy. So let's talk about intimacy. If I love you enough to let you come in my mouth, I think that's intimate because that's a brand new level. Every woman does not let every man come in her mouth and swallow. Let's just keep it real.
No.
There are people who get paid to do it. I'm not talking about that. So let's separate this. First of all, I want to separate adult actresses and the adult industry from this conversation because if you put them in there, then you get a very different point of view. And the reason why I say that is because When you go to work every morning and that's your job, that's different. Let's just keep it real. This is not my job. This is my form of intimacy. And I can tell you, and maybe Greg can attest because maybe the women that he met are different, but I can tell you that I have only swallowed, oh my God, damn, I think only two people in my life. I want to say one, but it might be two. And I'm 51 years old. And I say that because I truly feel that for me to do that, I have to love you. I have to have more than nothing with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I give head different. I mean, if put it like this, if I ain't feeling you, baby, you getting head on your back. I'm just keeping it real. That's why I say, on my knees, that's intimate. If you, and I ain't been with Joe Blow, and I haven't been with a different, I've been with the same man for almost 11 years now. So I haven't been with anyone else. But prior to him, I didn't give the other dude I was with head. I really don't remember. And I was with him for 3 years. I don't recall giving him head. And that's something that I think about, but I don't recall giving him head. It's been a while since I've given a dude head. I'm just going to be real, you know, other than my man. Because that's something that I really reserve for people that I care about. And people might say that I'm crazy, but that's just me. So you can't have sex and be intimate. Since people want to bring up fucking intimacy and try to insult us. What the fuck? They tried to take me off my dog.
Now, I mean, you can look at intimacy as far as between two people, yes, and that you've been with for some time. So, yes, intimate with one person. Now, even in the single life, it's the same thing, intimate with one person. And even though I might have had a threesome, I was still intimate with that one person to where the other one was
that. See, I look at threesomes like just another toy in my bed.
And
I'm sorry about your bubble, bitches, but yes, that's exactly how I look at threesomes. So I want you to understand, for any female who's been with me, and you've been with me and my man, yes, you're just another toy. You are another toy in my bed at that particular moment. And I know it may seem strange to you, but guess what? You're not that special to us. And I know people would love to say, oh, well, I've been with these people and I'm close with them. Nah. You were just a toy at the time.
Maybe. Well, that's the thing. You know, me and my girl, you know, if we want to have a threesome, it's a friend of hers or someone we know that is okay with it. And then it's an added toy in me and my girl's pleasure as far as, you know, intimacy. Now, how can a person call intimacy being a threesome? It's being used as a
pleasure
toy,
tool,
an object. It's a tool to bring more intimacy to me and my girlfriend. So,
and there are plenty of married couples that do say that
couples.
Their intimacy goes up after they have a threesome. And I've talked to married couples. So for the purple pill who is probably still listening, when I talk to married couples, and I've talked to a number of married couples who did not understand what a threesome was, some who thought it was nasty. I have people ask me all the time about threesomes and what do I think about it. I always tell people, first, you have to be comfortable with it. Two, it has to be something that you have to go into it knowing there's ramifications to having a threesome. But there's also ramifications sometimes. Because when people have threesomes, if you, and I say this for both men and women, because you can have a threesome with two men and a woman, and you can have a threesome with two women and a man. And I tell the couple, remember, when you go and have this threesome, go into it, you know, I always tell people, go into a threesome with the expectations that you're going to get what you want out of it, but neither person can have, you can't go into it saying, this is a person we want, I want to fuck because I have fantasized about them. Because then you want to try to develop feelings for that person. It has to be somebody that you cool with. Yeah, you would fuck them, but you ain't trying to have a relationship with them. Because anytime you cross that line when you might want to have a relationship with that person, then that's where their problems come in. And I think that's what people don't understand about threesomes. Because a lot of times you will have people talk about threesomes. And when people ask me, I had a friend, I want to say about 6 years ago, I asked me about a threesome because it was something that she was curious about. And she didn't think her dude would be down with it. And she's a very, very open-minded person, and she knew that I had one. And I told her, I was like, hey, there's, you know, for one, if he don't want to do it, don't do it. You know, both people have to want to do it. Never have a threesome just because the other person wants to have one.
Right.
You know, this is not, you know, I want to have one. If you think that your relationship will be better if you have a threesome, then that's the wrong reason to have a threesome. You know, my man sits there. We haven't had a threesome in over 5 years. One of them is because of reasons why I can't do things, and definitely I would not, if I'm incapable of doing some things, have a threesome. And I do that to protect the relationship because if somebody else, and remember this, if somebody else is willing to do what you will not do, then why does your mate need you? Never have a threesome if that person coming into that threesome is going to do something that your mate would not allow. Outside of BDSM, okay, bondage is different because bondage is not something that you do on a regular basis. And I will say that there are some people who will bring in that third person because they are into the more kinkier side of the BDSM that you're not.
Right.
And remember, when you're talking about BDSM, there's a big array of it. And I will tell you, I will bring a person in to a relationship if that third person was into, let's say something. I'm going to get something I'm not into. That's the only reason I would bring them in. And the thing, I'm not into urination and playing with shit. I'm not into that.
Uh-huh.
If that person was into it and that's what my mate wanted, yeah, I would bring them in strictly for that because that's some shit I'm not doing. But aside from that, I would never bring someone in. I put it like this, I wouldn't have a threesome just because a chick will have anal, you know, because that means if he could get anal from her, then what the fuck he needs you for? Because that's something that this other person is going to do on top of everything else that you're willing to do. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's where I say about threesomes, watch what you're getting into. I normally bring somebody in who has limitations, who won't do some of the things I do, because I'm into so much shit. You know, I do want somebody who's into some of it, because sometimes bitch needs a break. Let's just keep it real. You know, so I always look for that chick who is into anal, who's into getting spanked, who's into shock therapy. And yes, bitches, I'm into shock therapy. It's with the bullet. You know, you got to try it. I didn't think I was going to be into it until I got into it, but it's a certain type, but this person has to be into it. I would like to bring somebody in for that because it's like sometimes I'd be like, oh, I can't handle this shit. And on top of that, your body gets immune to it, so let's understand this. So you don't want to do it too much. So you want somebody who, just like you, only do it enough where they're not getting immune to it. So would I bring somebody in? Yes, but normally, I mean, like, I want to see my man do anal on another chick, so yes, I want that. Because I want my man to be having anal with a chick while I'm sucking on her clit. That's not doing something that I wouldn't do. Shit, I also want it to happen to me. So you want to bring somebody in who would do the same thing that you would do, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Men.
And
women fantasize about DP.
That's...
If you ain't willing to do that DP, you know, don't bring your dude in. If you, and I say this, and this is for you dudes, because some dudes will not have anal with their girls because they say, oh, that's gay. Okay, stimulation of the prostate is natural. But understand, if you won't have anal with your chick, but this other dude will, don't bring that dude up in your relationship, because you can't have a DP without two dicks in the ass, without a dick in the ass and the pussy. Unless you're going to put two dicks in the pussy, and I do have an issue with two dicks in the pussy. And I just, it's me personally, I'm not homophobic. Let's get that clear. But I do think there's a level of homophobia that goes on when you got two dicks rubbing each other up in my pussy. Okay? I'm not down with that. That doesn't mean that it's cool. I'm just not down with that. But, dude, if you're
not cool with
performing anal sex on your chick, don't bring a dude in who's going to do it, because that means you might lose your chick.
Yep. And I know on a threesome with two guys and a girl, one girl I dated, you know, we've had that once, and wasn't any double penetration, but it was, you know, both oral and sexual, you know, penetration, both parts. So it, you know, was all right. Now the guy thought, oh, this is just a free pass to do it again. And it was when she was sleeping that her daughter caught him doing that shit. And she was pissed because she was passed out, sleeping, and all that. So, yeah. So, as far as, you know, the two guys and the girls, it's got to be a mutual, okay, done. But better
be
ready
mutual.
To do anything and everything and make it mutual.
And it has to be stuff that you will already do. It can't be something that you wouldn't do.
It's
like,
there are dudes who
don't eat pussy. Don't bring a dude up in there who eat pussy, because you're going to lose your chick. I'm just keeping it real, you know.
Yeah.
It's just some things
people
don't bring into your relationship. If you're not already doing it in your relationship, don't bring it up in there.
Oh, and that's another thing. You know, this one girl, you know, when she found out that I shave, oh, it's like, go ahead and pay the bill. We're getting out here now. We're going back to my place, and we're going to fuck all night. And that's pretty much exactly what happened.
And again, that came from her asking questions, and she got an answer
that
apparently she wanted. People don't ask questions that you don't want the answer to in sex. When it comes down to sex, do not ask questions. Like, I put it like this. I would never – well, I take that back. When my children were younger, before they became adults, I didn't want to know the details, but because of diseases being out there, especially HIV, I didn't want to know if they were having sex. And I tell people, the one exception is asking your children. You're not asking details. You just want to know if they're having sex. And you're not asking because you want to sit here and, you know, go through the whys. It's got protection. And you better have a plethora of condoms on hand. I'm just keeping it real. Keep a plethora
yes.
of condoms on hand.
And that is true.
Anybody who's in a relationship and you're not married, and even if you are, you know, I used to say, if you're married, you don't need condoms. I think everybody needs condoms. I'm just keeping it real.
Yes.
Married or not, this ain't got nothing to do with anything, you know. I don't like condoms. We use condoms in my relationship, you know, but we do go where we don't use a condom. For us, it's become so much of a habit, I think that we would feel strange without one. But don't think that just because, oh, I've been with this person for 10, 15 years, I tell everybody, I've been in my relationship 11 years, and I can tell you, nobody knows what that person is doing when they're not with you, especially when you don't live together. Use a condom. I have a plethora of condoms. I live by condoms. I probably need to go take some stock in Trojan. All are men. There are very few men that need magnums. If your ass is under 6 feet tall, you don't need a magnum. I'm just keeping it real. And I say that because a lot of men will use a condom that's too big. And that's not good. You don't, if the condom slips off when you get hard, you don't need that condom. A regular Trojan will work.
Yeah, that's
have you ever blown a damn Trojan up? Just keeping it real, people. And that's, and they actually teach that in sex ed in the schools. This is not something that, oh, I'm making up or I'm trying to be a bitch about or be a smart ass. It's the truth. You know, they teach this in sex ed and they tell you, you don't need anything bigger than a regular condom.
Yep.
And like I said, I've only been with maybe two dudes in my entire life who actually needed a magnum. One of the dudes, God rest his soul, I won't say his name out of respect for his family because they may or may not know that he dated me. But we did date. It wasn't like some fly-by night, but I still wouldn't say his name because they probably – I know they don't know this side of me if they're listening. So out of respect for him, I want to say his name. And then the other dude was like back when I was in my early 20s, like right before I got married. So I only met two dudes who, you know, dudes love to swear how they hung. Man, that myth about black men being bigger. I would say I've been with white and black men. A dick is a dick. I mean, I will tell you that the white men I've been with have been smaller than the black men I've been with, but that I've been with some small black men when I've been wanting to say, shit, where the fuck is your dick at? You know, I truly am, you know, one of them people who will lay there and will fake it. I don't have to fake it now. I mean, now I make comments like, bitch, you ripping. That's one of the, you know, my man, he don't feel like he's done his job unless I'm fucking ripped. You know, and he makes it a point to let me, you know, if I fucking, and he could tell when he ripped me, and I'll be there, and I'll be like, oh, shit, he just ripped the hell out of me. And man, if you think you can't rip a woman, let me get something clear to you. Any woman who has had a child naturally has had an episiotomy. I've had two children naturally. I've had two episiotomies. It is something about after having an episiotomy that a certain way that the dick goes in, especially if it gets a certain size, your vagina will rip. Just let's keep it real. Your vagina will rip. And my man knows how to rip my vagina. You know, he has made it a point to learn what rip my vagina. and thinks the shit is funny because he knows that I can't do shit for a fucking week after that. I will not fuck for a week after that. If he fucking rips me, he knows that I'm like, keep the fuck away from me.
Uh-huh.
And he feels that he's done his job, which he pretty much has, because if he's ripped me, that means we've been going for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, okay? Some women are ashamed to say they've been ripped. They feel that it's something embarrassing. I see nothing embarrassing about my man fucking ripping my vagina, okay?
No.
You know, if he's ripped my vagina, he didn't get down there and put take his fucking hands and rip me open. That means his girth was just enough, and he pulled at the right time where it ripped. And it's not one of those rips where you say, oh, shit, he ripped me in a hurt. It's one of those you realize after the fact, it's not a big rip, it's a small tear.
Right.
And speaking of people asking questions, Walter, if you're listening, I didn't tell you about my man can fucking put my damn legs behind my head, because, see, when we be doing that one position, I guess everybody thinks they do. See, my legs aren't sitting on the bed. My legs are over his shoulders, which means he's really thrusting in hard, which means he's putting tension on my back, which means I can't do that shit. My man spent the first fucking, the year of 2017 into 2018 asking, was I okay? Did that hurt? What can he do? My motherfucking man got locked jaw because the only damn thing he could do was eat my pussy. Which ain't cute. I don't want my man getting locked jaw. As much as I enjoy oral sex, it ain't fucking. Oh, I think Walter called back in to listen. The person wants to join the conversation. So call on my ring. Be prepared to give us your name. Hey, caller.
Yes,
welcome to. Okay, who is
hello.
This?
My name
hello.
Is James. Hi. How are you?
Hi, James. I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
So what do you think about people asking about your sex life? And how do you answer? Uh-oh, we lost James.
I was going to say, what happened?
It was like the call dropped. I asked the question, and it was like, woman, he gone.
Come on, James, call back.
I guess he wanted me to quit. Okay, James, I apologize. I will not call you Walter because you did not sound like no Walter, honey. You actually sounded kind of sexy. He did. He had a sexy sounding voice.
He did have a deep voice.
He had like that Barry White voice.
Yep. I was going to mention that. It's like,
and yes,
man,
James, that was
like
a compliment. That was a compliment, honey. So I won't call you Walter no more. So when I see that number pop up, I will not call you Walter because you definitely are not Walter White. But I'm just saying, you know, you call back. Maybe he, I don't know. James, you got us curious.
Most definitely.
But if you call back before the end of the show, you know, we'll talk to you. So, damn, now he done threw, you know what, see, that's what happened when a motherfucker with a sexy voice, you know, he done threw me all off, Greg, damn, motherfucking James. Okay. So, let's get back to, we were talking about Walter and the things that Walter needed to know. Walter, if before we were interrupted by James, yes.
But James,
my man
call back.
Throws my legs over his. I hope he does. Yeah, James, call back. Walter, I want you to understand. My man throws my damn legs over his shoulders. And when he throws them, that means he's lifting up my ass some. you know, which means he's getting a deeper thrust. Well, that requires my back, and that shit hurt. So from 2017 to 2018, you know, like I said, my man having lockjaw, that shit wasn't cute. You know, I want my man to have a better relationship with me than eating my pussy all the time.
And that's really not plus, a missionary position. With
listen,
your legs
really
on,
ain't.
Yeah. No, that's not even. That's not even close.
I'm just
that
saying
is a nice,
wrong.
Pretty little package.
I'm just saying. You know. But my swing was a big part of it. I mean, because I have to be lifted in my swing. I want to give some visuals, not for Greg. Greg, don't get hard on. But see, Walter, in order to get in my swing, my man has to lift me up into the swing. And then there's two straps for my feet, and my legs are spread eagle. So my swing is elevated. So it's not just me getting in the swing. It's me getting in the swing, and my legs are spread apart. So I hope this helped you a little bit more with the visual, and that shit I couldn't do, you know. And there's a lot of banging that goes on that swing, which will have me banging against the door. And, yeah.
Well,
I just want you to understand the extent of the swing.
Yep. Now, also, you know, Walter, swing that Miss V is talking about is not your everyday playground swing.
Yeah,
you can find this on the playground.
Go look online for sex swings. You won't find this swing on the playground.
And I think, do you not have one on there, Miss V?
I've got plenty of swings on the website.
See? There you go. Go to MissVTheToyLady.com. You will find them.
TheToyLady.com. You'll find a swing, honey. You might even become a new customer. You know. I wish they would call back.
Me.
We got 2 minutes left.
Miss V's website is all about intimacy and pleasure.
On all levels.
That's all you need to know. Yes. Nothing better.
And once I'm not dealing with Walter no more, I'll be able to promote better. Because then I could go back posting, you know, the things I wanted to post. But see, we don't want Walter interfering with my business. I thought someone had joined the chat room. See, now I'm wondering who the fuck Purple Pill was. But they only stayed on for 5 minutes, but, you know, but anybody who has ever dealt with me knows that I'm about couples. I mean, maybe that's my big thing because I'm so into couples. I promote it, but we got 90 seconds left. But I hope we got our point across about asking questions about sex. Don't ask no questions that you don't want the answer to. Definitely don't do that.
If
and Walter,
you do,
I hope I
better
answered
be
all
prepared
your questions.
For the question.
For the answer.
You better, exactly, better be prepared for it.
Oh, and for everybody who's in, okay, this is the weather broadcast. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but they said we're getting ready to be hit. Like they said, Nor'easter is going to hit. Everybody be safe. To all of the veterans, happy Veterans Day tomorrow. You know, we salute your service. As a fellow veteran, you know, they don't give us much, but the stuff they give us, I do appreciate. Go get fat as hell. Denise is giving free breakfast, Applebee's, Red Robin, Olive Garden. Any place you go eat tomorrow, go eat, go get your discounts at all these stores. Even Big Lots is giving discounts to veterans. So have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Miss V, thank you for your service. Love you.
You are more than welcome.
Ciao.
Love you.
Deuces, everybody.
Come on, why not? People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.